Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. President Biden met with the leaders of Canada and Mexico last week. Jimmy Kimmel said this is a traditional thing. It hadn't been held since 2016, though, because, yeah, guess why? Fallon, that's right. When Trump was president, the regular meeting between the three leaders never happened. Now that it's back, it would be wild if the Mexican president was like, oh, and here's a check for that wall. Ha, Kimmel. I wish I could have seen Trump's face when he found out that Biden met with the president of Mexico at the White House. You know, he was like, impossible. How did he get through my wall? This doesn't make any sense. I think it's nice that we're friendly with our neighbors again. It's like America's abusive ex-boyfriend moved out, and we're finally getting invited back to the barbecues in the neighborhood. Fallon, of course the leader spent time talking about immigration. Biden complained about the number of Mexicans coming to America. Trudeau complained about the number of Americans coming to Canada. Listen to this headline. Kim Kardashian to launch a comedy tour. If you've been like, why does he talk about Kim Kardashian every day? Who cares if she's dating Pete Davidson? Well, now she's a comedian. Kim Kardashian to launch a comedy tour with help from boyfriend Pete Davidson and momager Kris Jenner. This'll go well. A source exclusively told The Sun, that's one of those British tabloids, that the mega famous reality star has been working out the content for the live show with Pete Davidson last week. The source says Pete is working on it with her and Kris Jenner is behind it. They're writing the show now. That's why Pete's in Palm Springs. Let's be honest, Kim could sell out Madison Square Garden. Now she just needs an act, and SNL has given her all the confidence she needs to pull it off. All she needs is an act. You know, just you get up on stage, you do an hour of comedy at Madison Square Garden. Piece of cake. Speaking of SNL, it was okay. I only saw half of it. I got up to Weekend Update and then my YouTube TV file. I usually watch SNL on Sunday night. The file was like spinning wheels, spinning wheels, spinning wheels. So I couldn't watch it. Maybe I'll see the end tonight. Parts I did see. The Janine Pirro cold open. Eh. Karaoke All-Stars. Liked it a lot. Sent it to the wife. I think I posted it on the Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Target Thanksgiving ad. Liked it a lot. Sent it to the wife. New military weapon with the head of a dog. Very, very funny. Sent it to the wife. Sent it to the kid. Posted it on Daily Comedy News Facebook group. The sketch Republican or Not did not fly at all. Walking in Staten Island, the music video with Pete Davidson. Wanted to like it. Couldn't even make it to the end. Had to hit fast forward. Told you I didn't see Weekend Update. So I also have not seen the Thanksgiving Baking Championship, Simu and Bowen, or the 9/11 call sketches. Perhaps tonight. Nikki Glaser will tape a special for HBO Max later this year. It'll be her third. Previously, she has done specials for Comedy Central and Netflix. She gave some quotage with a little dig at Dave Chappelle. Nikki Glaser said, "It's so cool to finally work with HBO, the birthplace of the comedy special, on my third hour-long special. My material will mostly consist of my novel comedic takes on the trans rights movement. Just kidding. It's mainly about sex, dating, and my vagina, because it's been said by smart men on Reddit that those are the only things female comics discuss, so I'd be a foolish little girl to try and tackle anything else. I'm pumped." From Decider, Cal Penn has been cast as the male lead of FX's forthcoming comedy pilot, Belated. The half-hour comedy follows Owen, a character played by Cal Penn, who's a man who has come out in his 40s. File that away for a second. A man who's come out in his 40s, along with his ex-wife, Diana, as they attempt to navigate the new normal. The pair continue to co-parent together while entering into new relationships. Owen also befriends a 17-year-old trans teen named Clay. Now, what's fascinating about this is Cal Penn came out 3 weeks ago when his memoir, You Can't Be Serious, was published on November 2nd. Isn't the timing a little weird? Like, did they write a sitcom in 2.5 weeks? Did they know they were going to do the sitcom? And he's like, you know what? I should come out. The timing is just, I don't know. Penn's character, Owen, is a dry-witted, intelligent head of pediatrics at a top New York City hospital. He had a great wife, family, and home in a quaint, upscale Connecticut town. A hookup with another man, however, makes Owen reevaluate his sexual orientation and belatedly realize that he's gay. He's forced to find ways to navigate his new reality while fixing things with his loved ones, a challenge made more difficult after trans teen Clay randomly arrives on Owen's front stoop. The UK's Channel 4 has renewed We Are Lady Parts. That's the comedy about Muslim women in a punk band. I liked that. I watched it on Peacock, and then they had it behind the paywall. So I've only seen the first episode, maybe the first two. I think the show is out from beyond the paywall now. You have to sit through commercials. That's fine. We've done that before. But if you haven't seen it yet, We Are Lady Parts is a good show. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines. That's my favorite Tuesday podcast. Aaron Hodges and comedian Kostaki Economopoulos combine football and jokes. So it's football and it's funny. I am the Carlos Mencia of promo, so I went to the Twitter account All Pro Lines and I stole some jokes from Kostaki. Here they are. Number one, Matt Ryan's got no time in the pocket. He gets less time than a white guy in the court system. Number two, the Mayans may have invented the idea of zero, but the Lions are perfecting it. But the winner joke, this joke is fantastic. You ready? You're not ready for it. This joke is really, really good. Number three, the Falcons suck so much, they have their own category on Pornhub. All Pro Lines, it's a podcast. Come on, how great is that joke? Kostaki and Aaron, do it. You know, I know some of you were like, hey, wow, he's really pulling teeth here to get through a podcast this close to Thanksgiving. And no, I was totally going to tell you about Kabir Singh playing Anchorage, Alaska. That was on the list. All right, maybe it's a little thin. Maybe I Googled Chappelle and Mulaney and, you know, it's a little tight to the holidays. This happens every year. The Anchorage Press liked one of Kabir Singh's jokes near the end of the night. An audience member pointed out a notebook on Kabir Singh's chair. He revealed that the notebook was new material he would try out with the last few jokes of the night. Then he flipped through the obviously empty pages and showed them to the crowd. He had no material in his journal. This was both a parody of other comedians and symbolic of his professional life as a working comic. Many comedians test out material on the road, say in Anchorage, and bring the notes on stage. His reveal of empty pages was a clever critique of the profession while demonstrating truth of his own recent rise in comedy. The Anchorage Press salutes Kabir Singh for expertly avoiding the overtly drunk middle-aged woman heckler yelling out responses to his jokes. From Vulture, Jill Firestone talked about the evolution of her comedy. She said, when I was younger, I would watch comedy or make jokes with people, and it felt like a reprieve from depression. I thought, oh, if I could do comedy, then maybe I won't feel as sad, and other people won't feel as sad. Very altruistic, really good. I didn't even understand the industry. There was no one in my life who did. There was no connection. The first stand-up comedians I saw in person were Stone and Stone. They came to my school and did stand-up, and I was like, I guess all comedians are twins. And they were like, the scene is tough, but there's a few different scenes. You can choose your scene. And I remember being like, this is it. These are the people. So I started doing these shows and doing what I thought was funny and doing other people's shows. And then I learned about the industry, and it definitely made me more suspicious of myself. I lost sight of why I was doing it, because you do the same set and you're like, why am I hustling? What is the point of this? With COVID and everything, it just feels good to get out of the house. It's good to see people. That's the best part of the shows these days, at least for me, to see people and see people that are excited about comedy. From We Are the Mighty, Lieutenant Colonel Rob Riggle is very proud of his military service. Riggle said, I love this country deeply, passionately. I think despite whatever flaws we have, that within our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, I just believe in all of what this country stands for and what its potential could be. I feel very passionately about supporting the nation, and the way I could do it best was by serving in the military, so that was one of the driving forces for why I decided to join the Marine Corps. Comedic acting and comedy is my blood. It's something, it's a calling, just like joining the Marines was a calling. And yeah, they don't necessarily match up, but that's okay. You can have more than one dream in this country. It's another reason this is a great country. When I was a Marine, I wore my Marine hat and I conducted myself as a Marine, especially as a Marine officer. In 2017, he starred in 12 Strong, a film about the initial invasion of Afghanistan. Riggle found himself playing Colonel Max Bauer, who was his former commanding officer when he was deployed to Afghanistan. That's pretty cool. I worked directly for the guy I played in the movie. I was on a staff. I used to brief him every morning and every evening. I knew the man very well. Riggle suggests find the thing that calls your name and that you're passionate about, and then go out there and do it. That is your comedy news for today. Now, looking ahead, I have normal episodes for Thursday and Friday. I already recorded them, so I just got to come up with enough for Wednesday. We'll get there. You're not getting a 20-minute episode this week. We all know this, but you got 10-plus today. Not too bad. And I've got some ideas for the weekend. I just got to put that together. I think I'm going to do some It's Always Sunny stuff on one of the days, but I'll let you know about that tomorrow to find out what is coming. You should follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.